Now, the weather's been rather lovely of late, and the forecast is for not too bad. But, of course, it means if you're going to spend time in the garden, then maybe there's some of those jobs you need to get done to tidy the place up. Isn't that right, Dave Healy?
Indeed, sir. And with the weather as bright and beautiful, we've done our best.
So, because the thing is, you can't see the scruffy things in the garden, so it doesn't matter to you, does it?
No, not at all. But, you know, when my beloved Debbie looks out the window and says, you know what, that garden is now looking lovely. I mean, she's done the brunt of it. She's the gardener with the flowers and the grass and the edges and all the rest of it. I mean, I'm just the bloke who throws a bit of fencing together because, really and truthfully, gardens don't bother me, Simon. But my little patch at the bottom, with me little patio, with me chair, me sorting chair, as I call it, me Harry Potter sorting chair, I'm quite happy.
You're quite happy?
I'm very happy. But we've done a task and we're on a mission because me and Danny, which is the youngest one, she is doing her Silver Duke of Edinburgh award. And because she couldn't fathom out what, you know, a task or volunteering she wanted to do, she mentioned it to the teacher. If I help my dad and I make and I make and I make and I help, would that suffice, you know, for her task? And he said, well, yeah, as long as we've got photographic evidence. Well, she's a little demon with her hands on the drill and stuff. You know, she really likes to roll her sleeves up. And she says, right, Dad, these fences that are lying along here that we haven't put up yet, them are going up. So she changed the spindles because she broke them with a football. So bless her, I helped her. Cordless in hand, she took the screws out. I positioned the new spindles in and she drilled them through. And then she took it on herself to paint all of the fencing that I'd made. Two coats on as well. She wasn't happy with one, two coats on. And then between the two of us, we found the levels. We put the new posts in. And once she was happy with the levels, I was holding the fence there tightly. And she re-screwed the fence that we'd made to the posts. And, hey, we've got all the way across the top patio now. We've got three new sort of fence panels. And I also have these fence panels, Simon. The spindles in the middle, they're made out of 3x2 timber, or 50x100mm, whatever the nature is. And they're 10 foot long. So, you know, we're not just talking baby little plant pot things. And now our next job is, because we had some rather large trees cut down at the bottom of the garden, and there's two stumps there sitting pretty, about 18 inch high. So the next task for me and Danny is we're going to make a garden bench out of 3x2 with a backing down the bottom. So that's our next task.
We could put a plaque on that and dedicate it to Mr. Simon, because you know how much I like sitting down.
Well, I was thinking more like I'd put it at the bottom of the tree roots. So, you know, I could braille it, and then when the slugs come along, they can have a little look if they're blind.
They haven't got any fingers, though.
Oh, dear. I'm sure that they'll headbutt it, especially your face. But, yeah, so we've been pretty, pretty busy. And, you know, hey, and the best is, Simon, the best is Danny's over the moon, because while she's been drilling and using the cordless and trying to find the level and whatnot, I've been taking the pictures. He says, Dad, this way. And I've been taking the pictures on the iPhone, and as well, chuffed. Because she's doing the photography at school. I said, Dad, you could join our classes.
It's interesting you say that, because I was talking to a very interesting man called Brian Negus recently, mm-hmm. who is a blind photographer. He has a little bit of sight.
Yeah.
But we were talking about that whole thing, about how technology is helping now to do that sort of thing. And although you can't see the pictures as such, it's still quite a good feeling, isn't it, to take a picture that people love?
Blooming heck, yeah. I mean, Deb always says that, because when we go on holiday or we're out and about, I'll always say, let your dad take the picture. He takes a good one. And I normally get, you know, all of them on, because everybody's sort of moaning, like, you know, you've missed our heads off. And Deb says, how the hell do you do it? And I goes, I don't really know. I'm guessing the eye of the camera must, you know, spin out a little bit, and so I'm aiming it in the general direction of the speech, and then you click a couple of times, and hey presto, there's a photograph.
It must be nice, though, you know, listening to you talking about you and Danny working away in the garden. I know that you are quite a close family, but it must be really lovely for you as they're getting older to be able to do these things.
Oh, blimey. Simon is great because, you know, I've got the eldest Grace, and she's always, you know, get a hand, and she likes to come down to the workshop and have a little nosy. Georgie's the same. She's always sort of, you know, interested in what's going on and what I'm doing. But Danny is he's more the roll your sleeves up and get your hands in it. You know what I mean? She's helped Deb with the garden, and she'll come in and give me a hand in the workshop, and she'll use a lot of my machinery. I won't let her near the saw and the router at the moment. I just don't think, you know, she's ready for that yet. But the drilling machines and the cordlesses, yeah. And it is just lovely. Because I had to have a little smile. It's like, Dad, that isn't level. Well, Dad, who's got the eyes around here? Me or you? And I'll go, well, Dad, that's not level. And it's brilliant. I love it when they tell me off.
I was just thinking, though, because the last time I saw them, they were on a bouncy castle. That's how small they were there.
In Edinburgh, yeah. I remember it. Yeah, they were in them rubber balls, weren't they? Bouncing up and down on that water or whatever it was. Well, Danny is now 50.
Wow.
Georgie is 17 next Wednesday.
Really?
Yeah, next Wednesday. She's doing her A-levels, and that's why we've been floating around all these universities, because she's considering which university, you know, she would like to if she gets the right kind of grades. Grace, oh, golly gosh, she's now 27. That makes me feel very old. But now they're turning into young ladies now, Simon. They're not girls anymore, they're young ladies. And when we come up to Edinburgh that time, I am guessing we've got to be talking 8 years ago, aren't we?
It's going to be 8 or 9, I think, yeah.
Yeah. And, they were teeny boppers and, you know, running around sort of, daddy, 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 you know, can I have? Now it's dad.
But,
and over your money.
And yeah, but I mean, the good thing is, though, you think... because of your life and the life you've led, you do things that a lot of blind people wouldn't do, and the kids get to see that it's not just traditional. Well, this is what girls do. This is what boys do. It's different. It's outside the box.
Well, you know, me and Deb have had these conversations actually, because all three girls have been a part of, you know, a lot of the fundraising, a lot of the challenges, the adventures, meeting different people, you know, mixing it up with everybody. And we feel, and in fairness, you know, the schools have felt the same, because they get a lot of life experiences that a lot of other kids wouldn't get. I mean, you know, Grace now is sort of competent at what she does, and she now will stand up in front of people and, you know, and give a presentation. Georgie Lee, from about the age of 6 or 7, she was always around there. She will, no problem at all, to get onto a stage, hold a mic, and she will address an audience. Danny, she's a little bit standoffish. She will do it if she's got to, but it's only if she's got to. She's more the, you know, I'll fix the microphone up on the stand and everything will be working for you, but, you know, the mouthpiece is going to be Grace and Georgie. But I think all three of them, yeah, they've been a party to all sorts. And the beautiful thing, Simon, it's like, when people say, oh, you know, your dad, and I go, oh, that's dad. And he's blind, but I don't get none of this, oh, dad, watch out, watch out, watch out. It's a case of it's over there, dad. And we all know where over there is in the house. You know, if there's a coffee, it's over there, dad. There's none of this mollycoddling, believe you me. But what it has done, when we go up to Windermere Manor in Cumbria, which houses quite a few, you know, blind folk in there. But what is nice, they will always go and open a door for somebody. They'll always go over and they'll start a conversation with people. There's no embarrassment that comes from them. And that's obviously, I guess, living with dad as a blind person. So it has given them a pretty good grounding, you know, Simon. And we're very pleased with the way that they act and they promote themselves. So it hasn't been all bad, has it?
No, they're a credit to you, and to be fair, living around Blind Dave all your life, that you're not going to be embarrassed about anything much else, are you?
Well, it's me that gets embarrassed, not them. I don't do anything at all. Well, I'm sitting here with my feet up, minding my own business, and, you know. But, no, it is lovely, though, to think that I guess, you know, that's the positive side to blindness, isn't it? If you want to look at it in that sense, not from my point of view, but the fact that they've lived with a blind person, they know what happens, you know, they've seen me sort of brush my teeth, polish my shoes, wash up, run the Hoover around, also walk up and down the garden, plus have a few accidents. But they've seen, you know, that people with disabilities can actually live a pretty normal life. So the positives of blindness has sort of spilled out to them, hasn't it?
Time's caught up with us, Dave. Give us your contacts.
Okay. Talking of that word, it's blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook, it's Blind Dave Healy. And Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. And anybody who wants to buy me a pint in the pub, they've only got to say, hey, Blind Dave Healy.
Yes. Don't we all know that, that no Dave Healy? Dave, it's been great just chatting with you, and give a love to the family.
I will indeed, mate, and hopefully we'll catch up on some DIY news over the coming weeks, because young Danny has got a few projects that the school will be wanting photographs on.
Fair enough. See you soon.
Toodle pips.